This is KUT. City Council seats in 5 of Austin's 10 districts are up for grabs this November. All this week, KUT's Audra McGlinchey is going district by district, telling us about what the incumbents have been up to and introducing us to opponents hoping to unseat them. We're calling the series More Than a Yard Sign. Today, we're tackling District 7. It's a thin, narrow district running from North Loop all the way up to Pflugerville. The race to represent this district is a tale of an incumbent with decades of experience in state, county, and city politics, and a challenger with little political experience touting the merits of voting for an underdog.
We don't necessarily have the political force that is behind my opponent, but we have people, and we have a good goal, and we have real problems that we're ready to solve.
Back in July, council candidate Natalie Galdon stood in front of maybe 40 people to officially kick off her campaign. The crowd washed down buffalo wings with beer at the Black Star Co-op in North Austin. Galdon, a former teacher, talked about her vision for the district. She sees the future of District 7 as, well, denser.
A lot of people are telling me, hey, I would get out of my car. I would ride the bus. I would walk. I would ride my bike if I felt safe. And if it was an option for me.
Recently, I brought Galdon into the studio to talk more about this.
Sometimes density can be viewed by some people as a bad thing, but really it's a wonderful thing if we want to make the most efficient use of our resources, if we want to stop sprawl, which is really hard on the environment, if we want to have a transit system that works for people.
Her argument is that's a way we can make it more affordable. What do you say to that? You can't see it. But Galdon's opponent, the incumbent council member, Leslie Poole, is rolling her eyes.
As I said previously, the residents of District 7 have bought into those neighborhoods specifically for the aspects of those neighborhoods as they exist.
Poole and I meet inside the W, a block from City Hall. In 2014, she ran on a campaign of preserving the neighborhoods in District 7. She says that's what she was elected to do, and it's what her constituents want.
They are proud of their neighborhoods. They like the fact that their children can ride their bikes in safety. They love the trees. Our trees are a huge asset.
Trees and the environment as a whole have been much of Poole's focus during her first year and a half in office. She holds up council's approval of Austin's community climate plan last year as a huge achievement. It lays out steps to reduce the city's carbon footprint, including more solar energy and electric vehicles on the street. As for the underdog, not enough experience, Poole says. Galdon, she says it's time for something new. If you live in District 7, you'll see Poole and Galdon on your ballot in that order. Early voting begins October 24th. Election Day is November 8th. Audra McGlinchey, KUT News.